This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I am Jay. With me is Mike.
Hello.
And Art.
Hola.
And our special guest, returning guest, buddy, pal, comedian extraordinaire, it's Mr. JT Habersat.
Hello, gentlemen. How are
Habersat?
You?
We are good.
You better get right, Jay.
Habersat.
Yeah, out of the three of us, aren't you his friend more? I mean, he was my doctor at one time, but
today we will, our season of guests continues. We're going to have a guest any which way this season, JT.
But so, like every day, every
well,
podcast?
Every show, every episode.
Really?
Of the season. Yeah, you're one
is
of the
this
better
season
ones.
Episode number one, or
we've already gone to our friends.
Yeah,
nice.
Now this is like, I don't know, 6, 7, something like that. Before we get to our topic, which will be one of our patented overrated, rated, underrated, tell us a bit about what you've got going on, man. What's up happening stand-up-wise for you and records and all kinds of stuff?
Yeah,
tours.
Things are busy as usual. I just dropped like 63 new tour dates today.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nutty. So that's got me booked through October. So jtcomedy.com has all of those. And I'm going to be recording my new special for Stand Up Records in July up in Dallas, July 11th.
Right, in Dealey Plaza.
Dealey Plaza, yeah, the grassy knoll.
So much to do that. That was a great concept. Do it on the X in the street. We do Stand Up Special.
Shooting them dead since 2000.
Nothing but political humor.
That's right.
Still killing after all these years. Dealey Plaza live.
Jackie O'Neill slappers. it's going to be at this rad punk rock bar, Three Links, up there July 11th. And that's going to be taped. So I don't know if it'll be out on Netflix or as a DVD or what, but it'll be out in early next year on Stand Up Records.
Sweet.
Nice, man.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I'm hosting today's comedy radio all this week.
Yeah, by the time this comes out.
like this is live. Well, yeah, the week of whatever it is now, May 20th or so, I'm the guest comic host on today's comedy radio, which is in like 10 cities or something.
Nice.
So,
yeah, keeping busy.
That's awesome. Playing
a lot
dude.
Of Bill Cosby stuff on there. Keeping it clean.
A lot of topical Bill Cosby stuff.
I mean actual Bill Cosby comedy.
mainly old impressions and a little bit of I actually rip off all the old comics. I do the Steve Martin Arrow Through the Head bit.
Nice. On the radio. That's what that always kills on the radio. Yeah.
The blowing up the old blowing up the rubber glove
on your head, Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel.
A lot of prop humor.
I throw watermelons around the studio.
JT, you said that you're filming something that might be on Netflix. Have you had something on Netflix before?
I have not. I've only released via Stand Up Records a vinyl record called Hostile Corporate Takeover, which came out in 2013. And for the next thing, I told him I wanted to film something, my new hour, like have it a filmed deal, because I've never really released anything filmed. And they said, cool. So they basically claimed the rights to it. And ideally, it'll be on some sort of streaming thing, because I think that's the way to go.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
But it's up to them to kind of broker what happens. And, you know, worst case scenario, it'll definitely be out as a DVD on Stand Up Records. But
yeah,
I'm hoping it'll be somewhere streaming.
Netflix and stuff like that is the premier way of that I find my new comedy, like new comedians.
Yeah, I think, you know, that and podcasts are the way the business models for comedy have changed pretty much, you know. Yeah. And you don't even
podcast?
Need... I've seen some newer, you know, Netflix produced comedy specials that I thought were not good.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yep,
you know?
I agree.
not to name names, but established comics that it was like Netflix Presents, which made me go, oh, interesting. And then I watched it. I was like, well, that sucked.
Yeah. Who's he talking about, Mike?
I'll tell you off the air. But you can, if you have a special on there that's not even Netflix Presents, I think you get a lot more eyes and a lot more just kind of, you know, people find out about it more, which is what I'm going for.
Yeah, definitely.
There's so many specials on there now, I can't even keep track of which ones I've seen. They just constantly pummel my preview box with them. Like, have I watched it? I don't know. Only, did I see this one?
The only thing that I have to complain about is I wish they would make a fucking stand-up comedy category. That's it. Just stand-up comedy. Right. Because I hate the fact that stand-up comedy gets mixed in with regular comedies.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find a comedy movie, and all there's in there is like eight Tom Segura stand-ups.
Yeah, it's like having not having a separate sports thing, but putting sports under documentary.
Thank you. Agreed. Completely agreed. I don't know who the fuck runs the categories over there. Who runs the Dewey Decimal System over at Netflix? Jesus Christ.
I don't know, but we should definitely shit on Netflix some more while I'm trying to get a special on there.
First world problem out of the business end of shit.
Well, I think that's a good launching point into overrated. Who wants to go first, kids?
Why don't we let our guests go?
Yeah.
All right. So basically how this works, if you haven't heard one of these episodes before, is we give you an overrated, which is something we think is overrated, rated, which we think is right about right, gets the attention and credit it deserves, and then something that we think is underrated, all kind of within the same category. So like the example I gave to JT when I was telling him about it, it was, underwear, overrated, G-strings, rated, thongs, underrated, granny panties. And then you would go on to explain why that is.
Correct.
Go ahead, JT. Kick us off.
Okay, I was going to go with firearms to start.
All right. Nice.
Overrated, I was going to say machine gun.
Okay.
Rated would be like Clue, the board game revolver.
Nice.
And underrated would be shotgun, for sure.
All right. Interesting. Why is that? Why is the machine gun overrated?
I've actually fired all of those, although technically not a Clue handgun.
I think you've had to manually like put bullets in and like get the little thing and pop down the firepower, like the powder.
The weird like pirate stick musket.
Yeah.
In the conservatory.
Yeah. But like machine gun, they're fun to shoot and everything, but kind of boring. You know, there's no finesse or skill. You're just like every missing in action villain was just like, they jump out with an Uzi and then get wasted by Chuck Norris or whatever. I don't know. Too easy. Unless you're that 6-year-old who shot the dude in the head at that gun range. That was pretty rad.
What happened?
You didn't see that, Jay?
No.
We were there a week before that happened on our way out to Vegas. Yeah.
No way.
Yep. That exact place, the gun range out in the desert it's either technically New Mexico or I'm not sure if it was Nevada.
That stuff is crazy, man. Ugh.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's got all these murals painted on the side of the wall of like Rambo and Commando and Predator and stuff. And somebody let their 6-year-old daughter shoot an Uzi like 3 days after we were there. I guess she couldn't control the some not tough baby.
Yeah. Can't control the kickback on this.
How does a 6-year-old not know about recoil?
Jesus.
Yeah, make her do some push-ups before you give that girl a weapon. But she
sprayed the instructor in the face.
Well, she couldn't handle the recoil and it shot up towards the heavens and clocked the instructor in the head and killed his ass.
Holy shit.
So on that point, machine guns are kind of rad. I'm pro children with at MAC-10s or whatever it was. But aside from that, I think they're kind of, you know, everybody wants a machine gun, kind of boring. Handguns, especially, like if you hold a Clue level revolver sideways, like a New Jack City, that's pretty badass.
old Jack City.
old Jack, right. Ye old Jack City. cobblestone streets and iced tea.
Iced tea wearing a monocle.
Ice-T wears two monocles, both of them black.
Monocle sunglasses.
God. And Chris Rock is all strung out like, yo man, I'll suck you a dick for some gruel.
And a sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla. For a steak and some milk.
Brace yourself, sir. Kind gentleman.
So that's pretty pimp. But general, you know, like police clocks, which everybody seems to love, I find kind of boring, even though they're effective, I guess. But shotguns, man, I went shooting with a bunch of Texans a few months ago. I've got a Smith & Wesson 20 gauge I hadn't fired. So I took that out there and it was like, it sounded like a goddamn cannon going off. So to fire your own gun at a gun range with Texans and have everybody stop and look at you, like it was like Boner City. And
that's impressive.
You know?
What you and, got there, partner?
Yeah, it was just point and aim and watch shit get destroyed. And then my friend, Jeff, his dad was a cop, so he has like this kind of pump, like in the Terminator, like a pump shotgun like that where he's killing everybody in the police station.
Got it, yep.
And it was light, and the kickback was not much.
Yeah.
And it held like 8 shells. And so they put out a bunch of clay pigeons, and he was like, dude, you can hold this at waist level like you're in an action movie. So I did. Like you could straight up just like, and then like run and barrel roll.
Nice.
And it was fun as shit. Like it was too much fun. It felt like, you know, what was that? What was that bad Aerosmith video game that was in the arcade?
That was
Revolution X.
Right.
Correct.
It felt like that or like
Time
Crisis,
too.
You know?
Yeah.
It was rad. And I was like, man, having one of these and just like doing a barrel roll and taking out the legs of an intruder would be so much more fun than just wasting them with a machine gun.
Nice. Well, wait.
But that's just me.
All right. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. What do you guys got?
All right. I'll go next. Things that fly. Things you fly. Overrated. I'm going to go with remote control helicopters. Rated. I'm going to go with kites. Mm-hmm. And underrated, drones.
Oh, man.
Mike does not like that for some reason.
I had one with like two of the same things you guys just fucking talked about. Fuck.
Guns and drones?
Yeah.
Well, what's yours, Mike? What's your flying one?
Mine was, it wasn't flying, it was modified. Okay. Things. Overrated modified video games. Rated modified Nerf guns. I don't know if you've seen these.
No.
Yes. Yep. Oh, yeah.
People modify Nerf guns. They take, like, the governors out of them and make fucking, like, deadly fucking weapons with goddamn Nerf guns.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Nice.
But underrated modified drones. Exactly what you're fucking talking about.
Wow.
Really? Yeah. Right, well, here's why mine are...
Yeah, tell me. I want to hear the argument about how a helicopter is less cool than a kite.
I'm going to tell you why right now.
Okay.
So I've been getting these, you know, being formerly internet rich like Art, you know, we'd get free shit sent to us all the time. So I used to get all these like remote control helicopters. They work for like 3 minutes and then you have to recharge them for like an hour because they're like USB powered.
They would mail you helicopters?
Oh, yeah.
That's rad. I never got a helicopter and radio. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, this is podcast, man. Website. Yeah.
Shit. I need to step up my game. I got helicopters.
Yeah, this is a term we made up. It's called internet rich, which Art is. So you make no money, but you get everything you want, including like free trips to the Super Bowl and to the Indy 500, all paid for on some internet marketing company's dime. And you get all the free shit you want. Art gets like
you
free
just say, hey, I'd like to do this.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah. Them and Netflix, right?
Huh? Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, right? Yeah.
People who support us.
God. Our Dummy. Teeth are so tired from biting the hands that feed us. I accidentally unearthed this like pair of remote control dual like battle helicopters that shoot lasers at each other. So they're like dog fighting remote control helicopters.
Nice.
Which I found just in time to give to my son for his birthday.
Nice.
But they literally work for 7 minutes. You get 7 minutes and they're insanely hard to control. And you can only use them indoors for like 7 minutes. They're fucking crazy hard to control. And they're like fragile as a goddamn.
Something fragile.
Yeah. So yeah, they work for 7 minutes and then they're done. And they'll just gradually start flying lower and lower and lower. And then you just got like a hovercraft. And then you got to charge it up for like an hour. So, God damn it. Yeah, fuck remote control helicopters. Rated is kites because it's right there, man. It's cheap to buy.
They are cheap.
Yeah, it's hard to really master. Like it takes a little work to get it up there and flying. And once you got it, it's just sort of like a cool like Zen moment, man. You just got this thing way the hell up there, and it's just chill. You have a beer in one hand if you're good at it. It is what it is. You're flying a kite.
And what about Kite Tricks? You ever do any Kite Tricks?
No, I can't say I have. I'm not that good.
Any loops and stuff? Doing
yeah,
some
like you get those guys
loops?
With those like crazy ones with like the two handles and shit.
Yeah, the stunt kites.
Scream kiting.
Stunt kites, yeah. No, one day. It's good to dream.
Yeah.
And then the underrated, just drones. Just fucking A, dude. They got drones that like deliver pizzas now and shit.
Yeah.
Well, amazing.
Well, mine is the modified drones. And I want you guys to watch this video that I'm sending you right now on YouTube.
Is it the Millennium Falcon one?
Nope. It's a modified drone that goes probably over 100 miles an hour.
What? Yeah. How do you even control that? I don't know where it is.
I don't know. Well, most of these things are controlled by GPS. So
it's like speedy drones so fast.
Yeah.
And how are these things, how can they go for like days? And I can't get a remote control helicopter to go for more than 7 minutes.
I don't know.
Like, how does that work?
It's the battery. It's because you're internet middle class.
Yeah, it's the battery companies, man.
Holding my RC shit down.
Yeah. Now are you watching this video? You seeing this shit?
Yeah, I'm watching, yeah.
Watch how fast this motherfucker goes. Boom. Something like over 100 miles an hour.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's how the world's going to end.
And it's fucking scary at the same time.
That's Skynet.
Yeah, that is some Skynet shit.
All right, I got it.
They had one of those at a punk rock bowling festival last year flying over the crowd, and yeah. People took it down with beer tall boy cans.
Nice.
I think that's great that has now become, because no matter where you hear about like a drone flying somewhere, it's always, oh, and it was taken down by local kids.
You know what I mean? You're right. It was like the ultimate.
Unruly teens.
Life. Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's the man in the sky. Yeah. And it's like, you know, yeah.
I love that the immediate response is just unbridled hate. It's like, yeah. Yeah, get that
it's
fucking
weird.
Thing
get
out of
it.
Here.
We're in a punk rock show.
Yeah.
God forbid ever aliens ever landed on this fucking planet. Jesus.
But, you know, it's straight up not hate. It's just pure jealousy.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it is. Everybody wants a goddamn drone. But I want to know how they fucking work. What is powering them?
Like I said, like, some of them are GPS operated. You just literally put in Google Maps and it just goes exactly where you fucking...
No, but I get how to move it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it's being powered for so long.
Oh, I don't know.
You know sun? I mean?
Lithium sun. Ion batteries.
Yes.
Something that Tesla's putting together. Elon Musk.
All right. What was your other one? Modified Nerf guns?
Modified Nerf guns is rated. So modified Nerf guns, like I said, are regular Nerf guns that you buy at the store that they open up. There's all kinds of videos online. If you search them on YouTube, all kinds. How to do from like the Nerf sniper rifles to the fucking Nerf mortars
Gatling
or whatever
guns?
The fuck they got. The what?
The Gatling guns?
Yeah, all the, like, they got modified Nerf guns for everything. So
no, it's ridiculous. Like, no, there is like a league of like, I mean, a couple of leagues, like people do paintball, but there's like leagues for Nerf.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, check out the upgrade that I did. I took off the governor and I was like, wait, what did you just do?
Crazy. Yeah. Where are all you ladies going?
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah. And some of these things are fucking crazy. Like they have these Nerf sniper rifles that, you know, shoot fucking
sniper rifles,
200 yards. These things are shooting.
Get out of here.
I'm not even kidding. It's fucking nuts. And then they like modify the bullets too, the Nerf bullets. So they're
they shave them.
Yeah,
they put metal
that's how,
metal tips on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how Brendan Lee from The Crow died. I'm pretty sure.
I think I also just figured out that the way JT's killing at Dealey Plaza special ends.
Oh yeah, just
a fucking Nerf sniper rifle from the book depository.
I might have to call it "Killing at Dealey Plaza." That's pretty good.
Nerf Lee Harvey Oswald.
But yeah, that's the cover of your thing right there. It's you standing there with the mic stand right on the X.
That's not bad.
Patent pending.
Yeah, patent pending. That's right.
On Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what was your third one on that, Mike?
The overrated is modified video games. I've seen these done a thousand times at this point.
What does that mean?
Well, like you take a video game and you go into its basic code, and a lot of times it's more for PC games. They'll go into the basic code and they'll change things. So again, you'll see stuff online of like Grand Theft Auto and the guy's driving the DeLorean from Back to the Future around.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Well, stuff like that.
Easter egg weird things. Okay, got it.
Yeah, but you know. Whatever.
That's been around forever, too. Like, yeah. They used to do that with, like, the old Nintendo 8-bit games. Mm-hmm. So my favorite one, and I've had like some Nintendo emulators that'll have all like the freaking modified games and shit. Hmm. The best one was, remember the original like Nintendo Tennis?
Yes.
Which was a great game.
Great game.
So someone modified it and made it two naked chicks, and it's called Lesbian Tennis.
Is there any other kind?
Yeah, and all they really did was make the characters like, you know, flesh colored, two little red pixels for nipples, and then a little black pixel for the bush. Ridiculous. Why it's a lesbian tennis, I have no idea.
They should also make straight female golf while they're at it.
But that was one of my favorites.
That's pretty funny.
All right. For me, my first category is funk. Underrated, downtown funk. Rated, uptown funk. Overrated, suburban funk.
First of all, suburban was... Is it just suburban?
Wait, Serbian?
Yes, Serbian.
Serbian film funk?
Them Serbs, they know how to get down.
Yeah. Only when they're bombed headed their way.
They're raving too much. So
the order was uptown, downtown, and then suburban?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, underrated was downtown funk.
Is that an actual song?
So downtown being like Detroit?
Wherever.
I think it's just a straight up joke. I don't even think we need to go any further into it.
Okay.
I would put uptown funk as overrated, though.
It's getting there. Holy shit.
Is it suburban funk?
Suburban funk, I would put underrated.
Yeah, because I've the first I've ever heard of it.
Everyone's flying kites and drones. It's overdone, man.
In suburbia, yeah.
Downtown funk is a female problem, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Happens often in lesbian tennis.
Bring
just
it all
some
back.
Showering will help that.
A little vinegar on the side.
Did you say that's underrated? I'm not here to judge you, but
you're judging. I hear your tone.
JT, you're up next. What's your second one?
Let's see. Let's go with reptiles.
Okay. Nice.
Overrated, I'm going to put pythons. Because you know that they have that big python problem in Florida now?
Yeah, they're like all over the place.
Apparently a hurricane took out a bunch of pet stores or something. And
you know it didn't.
It's the perfect environment, so now they're like killing grandmothers and dogs.
You just described the plot of a fucking sci-fi original movie.
Totally. But it's true. There's like there's professional like python hunters now, paid by the government.
Sharknado.
Right. So I would say pythons, because pythons, like, sure, they'll kill you, but you got to be slow or feeble to get away from a python, to knock it away. Right. It just seems like something that you could, if you were desperate enough and you're not like an infant or an octogenarian, you should be able to get away from a python, I feel like. Rated would be Komodo dragons.
Nice.
Because they're just all around pretty right on badass.
Venomous.
They're fast. They will eat you. If they bite you and you get away, their mouth is filled with like bacteria and you'll have to go to, it'll like really fuck you up as far as a bite. Underrated. I was just in Mexico for the Acapulco Comedy Festival, and we were in Cancun for a couple of days afterwards, and I was walking, you know, our hotel was right on the ocean, and across the way was the lagoon, and I was walking past the lagoon, and I got in a cab, and I said, why is there nobody swimming in the lagoon? And he's like, because it's filled with saltwater crocodiles.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he said, yeah, people go missing all the time. So I saw saltwater crocodiles, scared the living shit out of me. So I think saltwater crocodiles.
Did you go look for any? Did you go look to see if you could see any?
I did look a little bit, and as I got out, I walked down the street some more, and there were actual, like, don't swim in the lagoon, there's crocodile, posters.
Nice.
Yeah. Everybody's like, yeah, you don't have to worry about sharks. You have to worry about, like, 12-foot crocodiles. I didn't see any, but I also did not get too close.
Nice. If you ever are attacked by one, run in a zigzag pattern.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
While swimming?
Yes.
Swim in a zigzag pattern. Yeah.
All you got to do is go, like, cartoon style, like, move your feet really fast and zoom.
Is that because I can only run, like, fast in one direction without turning? Or? Really?
Go One Direction. That's their favorite band, too.
Yeah. Only until Zane left.
Right on.
Zane the crocodile.
Nice. Yeah, it always freaks me out. One of my favorite things is going to Florida and just looking for alligators in the drainage ditches on the side of the fucking highways.
Oh yeah, they're there.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit.
Yeah. Dude. Last time we did Gainesville, Florida, my tour buddy Joe Stats had never seen an alligator, so we're like, well, we'll just go to, like, you know, a park.
Yeah.
Sure as shit, within 10 minutes, there was an alligator just, like, chilling 10 feet from us.
Yeah.
Like, there it is. That's not a zoo. That could come and get us.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm. I just have a picture of Jay, like, with his family on a car trip. I was like, hold on, I got to pull over for a second. He's like looking down
the drainage ditch.
Yeah. You could just see them, man, as you're driving by. You see the little freaking eyes sticking out.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's like deer up here.
Yeah,
it's fucking monsters. They're just monsters.
They are. They're fucking dinosaurs.
They're real monsters.
Movies. Ways to see movies. Overrated is going to be 3D. Rated is going to be IMAX, the real IMAX, not the bullshit fake IMAX. And then underrated is going to be drive-ins.
Okay. I agree with that 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty self-explanatory.
Wait, what's 3D? The fake IMAX?
Because IMAX, like, the real IMAX is the fucking giant, giant, giant screen where it, like, almost wraps around you. It's, like, literally, like, five stories tall.
Right.
But then they just kind of, like, license the name or some shit. And then there's, like, fake IMAX. It's, like, not nearly as big as the other one. It's bigger than, like, a regular movie screen. But it's not the true IMAX.
Yeah.
I think, like, some comedian was, like, caused a big shit about it a while back when they first started doing it. Might have been Aziz Ansari or somebody. But, yeah, it's just, like, they call it, like, the IMAX experience or some shit. But it's not nearly the real thing. And then they just charge you $20 for no apparent reason.
Art, did you take me to a fake IMAX?
Yes, I will.
How big, like, was the one you guys saw?
Yeah, what was that? Was that a fake IMAX?
That was 3D, I think.
But it was an IMAX?
I don't know. It's a free movie. Calm down.
Was the fucking screen 50 feet tall or not?
I think so.
Like a Scrunchy Bear from ShopRite's off-brand theaters.
Yeah. It's E-Max.
Yeah, it's E-Max. SkyMax.
IMAX. E-Y-E-M.
Nice.
Yeah, and then underrated is drive-ins. I'm so excited. The one by my house is reopening after being closed for a year. So stoked. Yeah. It's legitimately the best.
We have one in Austin, and we went there and saw The Last Starfighter.
Nice.
Yeah, it was so great. It was like, and all of them are double features. Like,
yeah, you pay one price. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. We're allowed to bring our dog and stuff, and even if you get tired in the car, you can just bring a seat and sit up front. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Sit in the car, sit in the back of the car. You bring a kid, throw him to bed after the first family friendly movie in the back of the car.
When they do
movie.
Like Lassie and Showgirls.
Yeah. My favorite double feature.
Do you know that they're remaking Last Starfighter?
Oh, fucking why not? I just saw last night they remade Poltergeist and it's out this week. I was like, really?
Yeah.
So everything's lame.
Yeah. They just released the Point Break remake. The pictures of the guy. I didn't see it, but I heard about it. Yeah. Of Johnny Utah. I don't know who's playing him.
Why would you?
Uncle Rico is playing him, actually.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I have a question about drive-ins, though. I haven't been to one in a long time. Have they improved? The only thing that I didn't like was the audio was never right because you'd have to, like, tune in on a radio station, and it would come in barely.
The one down here in Austin, you can choose to either do the radio thing or you can rent, like, for $5, the old-timey thing that sits on your windowsill.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Like the old, like, radio speaker thing, and that's pretty badass.
Yeah, what you could also do is just bring, like, a boombox. So, like, we don't even sit in the car. We just bring, like, lawn chairs and stuff and blankets. We sit outside, and you can either just crank the radio or you just bring a little old-school boombox and you just tune in on that.
Jay wears a trench coat and holds a boombox over his head for everybody.
Jay anything.
Nice.
That's well, a show, play. Folks.
There you go. See you later. Yeah, I understand that, you know, drive-ins probably don't make as much money as they used to, but you would think that at least one of them would be doing really well and they could spring for maybe something Bluetooth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or like have an app where you just tune it in on the app or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's gotta be like, could, but I think the whole concept is the nostalgia factor, so I don't know.
That was the only thing that ever took me out of the nostalgia factor was the fact that you would hear the air traffic control over fucking Terminator, you know what I mean?
I feel like it's kind of mandatory. You should be stoned at a drive-in anyway and not really care.
Yeah. And you can bring beer and food and shit and just fucking sit there, drink your own
whatever
beer.
You want.
You want to guess the one and only movie that I ever saw in the drive-in was?
Grease?
I was a teenage werewolf.
Godzilla 1985.
No, you guys are thinking way too drive-in. Think TBS at like 2 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Oh, Police geez. Academy?
Dutch.
Oh, my God.
Good movie.
Yeah, Ed O'Neill. Fucking love Dutch.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Wow. I remember seeing King Kong when I was little on the drive-in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like not when it was old. Not that old.
Yeah.
He's 84 years old.
Took my fancy on
Nickelodeon. Okay.
Faye Ray was she was a babe.
Mike, I think you're up.
Yes. Yeah. All right. The theme of this one is Africa.
Okay.
I hope Toto is involved some way.
I was pausing for it. Overrated straight no chasers Christmas version of Toto's Africa. Rated Toto's version of Africa.
Okay.
And underrated Mike Massey's acoustic version of Africa, which I'm going to play a little bit for you right now.
Okay. Hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melody. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that anything no more could ever do. I'm blessed for rain, sun, and Africa. It's gonna take some time to do the things we never had.
There you go. There's a little taste of...
All right. You want to hear an underrated version of Africa?
Yeah.
All right. Here is Skrillex's version of Africa.
God.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I just sent you the link. I just sent you some link to this. I want you to take a look at this guy because he looks like Louis C.K. on a bender. He's the guy on the right.
I didn't think that was that amazing.
Oh, it's fucking amazing because it's two middle-aged guys that don't look like they have any...
is that Yogi Berra with him?
It's two guys that look like they have no reason to be there whatsoever. And it's an acoustic guitar and a bass, and that's it. And the two guys fucking blow my mind with that shit. It's amazing.
It sounds like music to go shopping for new Ocean Pacific board shorts to.
It's definitely on the Pacific
like you're an old
Sunwear
baby. You're like, oh, let's see what's on sale, and that song comes on by those guys.
You know, I really need socks.
Does Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers don't have a van version of that, Mike?
Oh, they should. They totally should.
They would.
They're getting huge now. Yeah. By the way,
somebody, thanks to us.
Yeah,
woo!
All us, buddy.
Break.
His band Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers. They're fucking pretty good.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, it's like a chick and her husband and their buddies, and they do they went kind of like viral with like doing like songs in their van while they're driving. It's like acoustic
cover songs,
but nice. Really awesome.
But yeah, they're like headlined a bunch of fucking tours now. Bunch of tours, bunch of festivals now, bunch of different festivals
cool.
around the country.
Right.
So yeah, so there's that was mine.
Nice.
Very
man.
Nice. All right, you're up.
All right, purple.
Oh boy.
Lavender is totally overrated. Grape, rated. Underrated, lilac.
I would say underrated would be rain.
That's good.
Nice.
All right, JT, you're up.
Is this because you've been painting a lot? Is this what this is? He's been painting his house. You've been painting every room in your house. So you knee deep in swatches somewhere.
Oh, so much swatches.
So many swatches.
I feel like you're just kind of looking around the room and picking these.
No, they get better. Not really. But
purple. Yeah. All right.
50 Shades of Purple.
Let's go with villains.
All right. Nice.
Overrated Nazis. Rated, I would say, barbarians.
Nice.
And underrated, I would say, Spanish Inquisition, like religious zealot guy.
Plus, nobody expects them.
Never.
Well, right. Because, I mean, Nazis are just kind of played out. Like, nobody likes Nazis. Well, a few do in the Midwest, but generally, nobody likes Nazis. And they're the go-to, like, bad guy. Barbarians are great villains because they rape and pillage, but they're kind of badass.
Like land pirates.
Yeah, land pirates, exactly.
You know? It wouldn't be air pirates.
And I don't mind taking some liberties with history. Like if they have barbarians in some historical show and they're riding like dire wolves, I'm okay with it. Like,
dinosaurs.
Whatever. Yeah. Fucking dude, a barbarian on a pterodactyl. I'm in. I don't care.
That's a good movie.
What the timeline is.
1986.
That's sure.
It's hip to B square.
How funny would that be? Just an all new wave soundtrack to barbarians riding. Get up, get on the floor. Everybody ride your dinosaur.
That's on the Jurassic World soundtrack coming out.
Yeah, and Chris Pratt's like vest, though. Have you seen his vest in there? He's like wearing a denim vest.
Oh, Canadian tuxedo.
Sure. I'm fine with Vikings wearing denim vests too.
Like totally.
They can have denim shields for all I care. That's even more metal. Underrated. Yeah, I went when I was in Amsterdam. I went to the torture museum, which I recommend.
Oh, I went to that.
It was all that shit from the Spanish Inquisition, like the one was literally called the ball spike.
Oh.
And it was just a big spike that you put somebody's balls on and just like pushed them down. And so, yeah, all the religious zealots that like, burned people at the stake and did all these crazy. Yeah, have you found God yet as we're drowning you? I think they're good villains.
Yeah. What do you mean did? Still do.
Right.
Jesus.
Nice. Yeah, I totally went to that museum.
Yeah, it's pretty rad, right?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Did you go to the sex museum across the street from it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a twofer.
Yeah. It's like going to Ripley's and Madame Tussauds in the same Times Square.
Right.
It's like going to a drive-in.
Yeah. There aren't a whole lot of museums in Amsterdam. Yeah.
I'm always a sucker for like very interesting and odd museums.
Yeah. Sure. Have you ever been to the Muter Museum in Pennsylvania, Philly?
I was just going to mention that. I'm dying to go there.
What did you want to do?
It's called the Muter Museum in Philadelphia.
Okay.
It's basically like medical oddities.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they have like giant like tumors they took out of people's colons and like conjoined twins. And they have a wall of skulls from a Russian prison.
No.
Mike would so not be into that. He takes MRIs weekly.
I can't do that shit.
No, yeah. If you're a health phobe, you know,
I couldn't. I couldn't handle the bodies exhibit in Vegas.
Oh, I went to that too here. Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
I had to fucking
actually had the people back in the radio days. One of the women from that exhibit brought stuff in, right, Jay?
Oh yeah. She brought in like a brain and stuff.
Yeah, right. Good times.
Yeah, I couldn't stand like they had like the diseased lungs and stuff, and I was like, I couldn't do it. I had to sit down.
Go to the Muter Museum then. It's kind of small. It was way smaller than that. You can do it in like 2 or 3 hours, but it's pretty fascinating. And the wall of Russian prison skulls. It was mainly people who had died in like violent fights and stuff in Russian prisons, and so they have next to Vladimir like next to each skull, and it says how they died. And one would be like hit in the head with a hammer, and his skull's all broken. It's like, yep,
nice.
So wow. Yeah, it's kind of neat.
I've been in the catacombs in Paris. That's intense.
Oh, you went to that?
Yeah. Holy
no, man.
Jesus. You're just underground, walking through like tunnels upon tunnels. Just the walls literally lined with skulls and bones.
Yes.
It's like
there was a movie about that recently. Did you see that?
No.
There's a horror movie called What Lies Below or something like that.
What Lies Beneath.
Okay.
Like so above, so below. It was a French film, obviously.
So above, so below. But,
yeah. Incredible.
Just a skull smoking cigarette.
Above, as above, so below or something. I don't know. Something like that. Google the shit out of it. But it's not super great, but it's total Blair Witch style, but it was all about the catacombs and, you know, that type of shit.
Oh, it's freaky, man.
Yeah.
It's freaky. But
yeah, my wife is a serious can't handle tight places, so that ain't happening.
Oof.
It's actually not that tight, believe it or not.
Really?
It's pretty wide open. It's like it's
that's what
it
she
runs.
Said.
Yeah, totally. It basically runs like under the streets. Like there's street signs down there. It's like, oh, you're under this street now.
Oh,
and
really?
Literally, the walls are just fucking lined with just skulls and.
Seems like a good place to get mugged.
Yeah, it's something, man. Wow. It's like a real live Goonies.
Nice.
Goonies Simulator. My next one is overrated. Paper. Rated. Laptops. Underrated. Apps. These are ways to do business.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so.
The new entrepreneur in our lives right here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, man. Fuck paper. Fuck it.
Did you guys get my fax?
JT's bio was faxed over.
I faxed you a one sheet.
He faxed over his headshot. I'm working solo now, so like everything on the phone or on the iPad, like there's no reason to fucking have paper anything anymore. Like everything can be done in some kind of app. Like it's just a matter of finding the right ones and kind of working them the best you can. You know, a laptop is still rated because there is some shit you just can't do on a phone. Like if you need to crack open Photoshop or some shit like that. God, fuck paper. Who needs paper anymore? Ridiculous.
Where does Papyrus rank?
Papyrus would certainly be double underrated because Papyrus is good forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus it's made by the hands of a Greek child.
Like rolled scrolls?
Yeah, totally. Scrolls are awesome. Yeah, let's do that. Papyrus, scrolls, and...
Telegrams.
Nice.
Stop.
Hey, fuck, marry, kill. Papyrus, telegrams, and scrolls.
I would totally marry a telegram.
Would you?
Yeah.
You definitely fuck the rolled scroll.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's clear.
Absolutely.
I guess I'd marry Papyrus.
Killing Papyrus.
Marry a telegram. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Mike.
All right, this one is fighting.
Nice.
Overrated, boxing.
Yep.
Rated, UFC. Underrated, TFC.
What is that?
Oh boy.
TFC, and I'm sending you a link right now, is the Team Fighting Championships.
What?
No way. It's like Team UFC.
It's like UFC, but with five people on each side of the ring.
Get That's the fuck awesome. Out of here.
Check out the link I just sent you.
Look
you
at go. This.
And we'll link all these up on the show page at mastersnone.com, or at least we'll say we will, and then we never will.
Yeah, this is, whoa, get out of here.
It's just a huge ring with tires, like, the turnbuckles.
Wow.
And they just fucking kick the shit out of each other, and apparently, I haven't really been watching this long because I just laugh at it, like Art just did, but...
Look at the referees! They're just...
you can't double-team somebody until you've got to fight one guy at a time. But when your guy taps out, you can then jump in on somebody else's fight.
Oh, and then, so after you beat someone, then you can jump in on someone else.
Right. So what inevitably happens is whatever team's...
Poland's getting crushed right now!
Whatever team's winning at the end, the last guy standing just gets the shit beat out of him by everybody on the other team.
Is that Chris Mullin?
This is like barbarian dodgeball.
I like that there's multiple dancers too.
Dude, this is amazing.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's...
That's awesome.
I don't think it's here in America because this is like Poland and Sweden. This is definitely...
This is some hostel shit.
This is some like... Yeah. This is some...
Hostel. What are you, French?
Aeropostel?
Yes, I live in the catacombs. Fuck you.
How did you find this?
This should just be called Last Call in the UK.
Yeah. Closing Soccer time games. At any British pub.
I don't know how I found this. It's just one of those things that just kind of popped up, like, you know, in your normal internet surfing. This just kind of, this somebody just like put this link up. Yeah.
This does not pop up in normal internet surfing.
Well played.
This pops up.
I like how the logo is five dudes with bloody knuckles and blood on their chests. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's
done. You know what I'm doing the rest of the night.
It's incredible. It really is.
Well played, sir.
Yeah, so that's the underrated. UFC is, you know, is where it's at. I mean, it's
I still think it's overrated.
Well, not as overrated as boxing always is.
Oh my God.
This
still is after that last fucking
Yeah, absolutely. Mayweather Pacquiao, that was like such a big fucking deal, and it was just, and then of course like 2 days later Pacquiao comes out saying, "Well, I was hurt and I just never disclosed it." Yeah, that's because you wanted, just because there's too much money involved. Really, really fucking stupid, very overrated. And I'm just, I think so many people were just turned off of boxing. I think that was the nail in the coffin, honestly. That match.
All right, speaking with fighting, Mortal Kombat X, rated Scorpion, underrated Reptile, overrated, and I'm talking about like their styles of fighting, Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, so you got this game and it's fucking...
Yeah, I got it for the PS4 good? And there's... I'm still waiting for the Predator to be released, but there was like a combat pack that you can get, and there was like four secret players, and the first one that they released is Jason Voorhees. And we all remember him. He's just like running... Like, not running. He's walking around with a machete. This one, they like just overdid his power. He's like doing these jumps and he's just beating the crap out of everybody. I'm like... It's almost like in Madden when someone's ranked in 99. Like, how the hell did this person get ranked 99?
Yeah.
I like the concept, because I think last Mortal Kombat they had Freddy Krueger, and a lot of horror buffs were pissed because he had knives on both hands. And like, you can't do that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, and so, they said, like, the reason why they did that is because if he jumps around and, like, he turns around, they still want the glove to be used or something. It was dumb.
So it was lazy programming?
Yeah, lazy programming. But Jason, like, has, like super speed. And in this Mortal Kombat version, there's three different versions that you can be of that character. Like, I think one is...
Alternate jersey Jason Voorhees?
Yeah, seriously, something along those lines, but they're different styles of fighting. But he's just way too powerful. I'm like, they just definitely kissed whoever the rights they needed to get Jason for that. So just letting you know.
Do just like a horror villain like fighting game.
Yeah.
Because I would want to play Freddy versus Jason. I would want to play like all those guys, Michael Myers versus whoever. Yeah. That'd be freaking badass. Just like all pop culture villains all fight each
Chucky
other.
Chucky playing?
Yeah. I want to play Chucky versus Captain Hook. Like, I want all kinds of crazy matchups.
Captain Hook? Where the fuck that would come from?
You have like a Elton John versus like
in a duck costume
versus George Michael.
No.
In a bathroom stall.
A fabulous off.
You can resurrect Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. How's the game otherwise, though?
Oh, it's awesome. Story thing's awesome. Then you can like check out you can be part of a faction online, and like you can gain points. It's an awesome game.
Nice.
There's an interactive thing where you can throw things. You can even throw people at the people you're fighting, like bystanders. And there's this old lady that's a bystander in one of the worlds. There's a code now where you can actually throw her at your opponent and the opponent will blow up, or you throw her at the opponent and she jumps on the person and starts like beating the crap out of that of the person. So it was pretty cool.
Wow.
Nice. No better weapon than a bystander.
Seriously.
My book.
Totally underrated bystanders.
Underrated weapons. Bystander. Rated gun.
Shotgun.
Overrated fist registered as deadly weapon.
Chuck Norris.
Yeah. All right. JT, you're up.
Actually, I'll springboard off that. Let's go with classic action films.
Nice.
Overrated, I'm going to go with Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Okay.
Is that the one with Brian Dennehy?
No, well, was Dennehy in the second one? I know he's in the first one.
I don't remember. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Not talking First Blood, because that was a classic film. The second one, though, like where he becomes Rambo, was kind of... It doesn't hold up as well.
Okay.
And everybody just goes, Rambo is the action movie, so it's kind of meh. On point for rated, I'm going to go with Commando.
Nice.
Yeah, that's Schwarzenegger in his prime. He's just like... chopping arms off, and
he said you wouldn't drop me.
I lied.
Yeah, you said you'd kill me last or whatever. Yeah. And underrated, I'm gonna go with McBain. not the Simpsons character.
Oh,
but there's a VHS tape I have. It's McBain. It's Christopher Walken.
What?
Yeah, Christopher Walken leads a crew of veterans, including the black dude from American Ninja 2 and Michael Ironside, and Maria Conchita Alonso, who fights in like a day-glow neon like tank top in the jungle, and they go back to like kill all the drug dealing warlords in Brazil or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like very hard. No one seems to have seen it, even though the cast is like as good as the Expendables.
Are you sure you're not talking about that Peter Pan movie that was on NBC? Was that it?
Yeah. No, Google, or it's probably, maybe it might be on Amazon, but it never came out on DVD. I have it on VHS. It's called McBain, and it's got Walken's face on the cover, of
1991.
Course.
I got it up here, right here.
All right.
It's, I'm on IMDb, and you have Michael Ironside, who we've interviewed, right?
Really?
I've interviewed. Nice. I interviewed for the Gnoxon show. I interviewed him.
Oh.
Yeah, Christopher Walken, Jay Patterson.
Is The Simpsons McBain based on that at all?
I don't know. It might be. Well, I don't know. McBain seems to be based on like Schwarzenegger, like big tough German guy.
Okay.
But this is like, it's Walken just like, it should be just be called Paycheck. it's just Walken being Walken in camo fatigues.
Nice.
And it's great. They're just like, they just, the five of them overtake, you know, all of South America.
Sure. Awesome.
All right. I've only got one more.
Me too.
Is places to buy footwear. Overrated.
Okay.
Is sneaker stores. It's just places to buy feet. Overrated is sneaker stores. Rated is those little beach shacks where you need where you buy flip flops. Yeah, nice. And then underrated is DSW.
Wow. You've been shopping with your wife?
No. All right. So here's the thing.
Yeah, explain
yourself. Sneaker stores, shockingly small selection, very expensive. Only the newest, best shit. It's hardly any deals. It'd be like one row of like clearance shoes, like all in awful sizes that nobody ever needs. Shitty help for the most part, and just terrible. They're all the same for the most part. And I know Art's probably flipping out right now.
Wait, I'm sorry. I was going to get a drink. What happened?
He said overrated or sneaker stores.
Oh, sneaker stores.
Yeah. So rated is those little flip flop shacks at the beach. You know, you usually find them on the boardwalk. Sure, you're going to pay $10 for a pair of $2 flip flops, but what other choice do you have? You need fucking flip flops. Boom, they're right there for you. So, right. You know, it's about right. You get what you pay for, and there you go. In a pinch, when you need flip-flops, there's the little overrated shack. And then, overpriced shack. And then underrated is DSW. Dude, this is my new, like, secret go-to place to buy sneakers.
Much of a secret, I mean.
Well, it's a secret as far as...
Underground.
As far as dudes looking to buy sneakers.
Okay.
You need to invited in.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah, most people think it's just a chick store, and sure, you know, 75% of it is chick stuff, but awesome selection of just like, they got Nikes in there, they got Skechers.
Look at Art shaking his head.
Asics.
Skechers, what are you doing? You have like orthotics you need to put in there? Like, what's going on? You walk in the mall at like 7 in the morning?
Aunt Jay over here.
Yeah.
Here's what it's great for. Just like,
I like drive-ins in my orthotic Skechers. Validate parking?
Dude, I'm telling you, great deals in there. You get decent
great
like,
deals.
Nikes for like $55. Just like the casuals.
JC, welcome to you're now the third member of Masters of None. Jay is going to be doing his beer business and selling stock for DSW.
I know why you guys record this late now, is because Jay's hitting all those early bird specials at
Ponderosa.
Ponderosa, nice. quickly, right here, rated, overrated, underrated Ponderosa, rated Golden Corral, and then overrated.
And missed Sizzler.
Yes. Sizzler.
Sizzler, yeah. Right. Ponderosa rules. I didn't know they were still a thing.
There, no, in like Syracuse, they yeah. have one.
Yeah, there's like five of them nationwide.
Yeah, I love their back in the kid, little yeah. fat boy that I was. I love the all-you-can-eat ice cream buffet after the end. Oh, man. Oh,
yeah, yeah, because you like, go up and you'd be like, I want that steak. And you just have like your tray.
Yeah, it's had a plate full of garlic bread. Like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Round two.
I actually can't fill up on the carbs because there's a big sale on Saturday, BOGO at DSW. Who's hey going with me, Manny Petty after? Come on.
Nice. Hey, guys, light-up shoes. Remember those?
Jay's hey, gonna anybody want to go in with halfsies with the wheels in the shoes? Anybody? Come on.
Wheelies. Jay's going to go pick up his new pair of Ruse so he can stick his wooden nickels in the slot.
Ruse.
Good night, everybody. JT with the clothes. Oh, that's beautiful. Love saving a beauty.
All right, should we go on or should we just...
Yeah, one more, but it's not my turn, so...
All right, Mike, you got... Go ahead, you're up.
I got... All right, my last one, and this is for your kids, everybody. This is streaming sites, overrated YouTube, rated Netflix / Hulu, and underrated... Cousin Jay introduced me to this. It's a site called kisscartoon.me, and I'm going to...
Okay.
I'm going to send you the link. It's basically every... single cartoon you can think of, complete streaming.
Really?
What?
Seriously?
Yep. Here you go. Literally search. I was watching Yogi Berra's Laugh Olympics. I was watching fucking the real Ghostbusters. I was watching the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow.
Fucking nice. Everything. Everything and anything you think of, including stuff like The Muppet Show and certain kids'
pro
movies.
Stars?
Yep, Pro Stars is there, dude. Dude, search it out. Try it, like, my...
I see it! I see it!
Cool.
Snorks? Snorks on there?
Let's see. I sent you the link.
Come along with the snorks.
But I was watching DuckTales and shit. Fucking awesome. Woo-hoo. So this is great if you ever want to introduce your kids to some of the cartoons you grew up on.
You stream this on your TV Saturday mornings, get a big bowl of Captain Crunch, and like, kids, this is how we did it.
Boom.
It's great, the old Saturday morning lineups.
Yeah, you can totally do it.
I got to the page and immediately clicked the link for Age of Conan, the video game.
Nice.
How is this legal?
I don't know, but shit, take advantage of it.
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Take advantage of it. Because
copyright Carl.
It's fucking awesome.
Dude, that is fantastic. If how many seasons we've been into this, if no one has learned anything but this, we've helped them tremendously in their life.
Yeah.
Wow.
I really can't wait to introduce some of these cartoons to my kid.
Good job, brah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Cousin Jay. Cousin Jay for the fucking win.
Nice.
Have you seen those those cartoons? It's like, you remember the end of G.I. Joe when they do like the, you know, the
PSA.
You know, yeah. Going as half the battle little thing.
Yeah.
Somebody took those and cut them up and just put weird, awkward pauses in. Have you seen that?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Let me see if I don't want to delay you guys too much here, but let me see if I can find it.
We get at it.
Don't worry. We delay everybody every week. No worries. Right.
It's amazing. It's like they just cut up those, you know, the more you know.
All right. Based on yours so far, I'm hoping you saved a doozy for last.
I've got one,
two, I'm trying to decide who to go last.
One, two, three, JT, four. I got four.
You have four more?
Four more?
Yeah.
What?
Four?
Jesus. Yeah. I thought you said you had five total.
I lied.
You've been huffing fumes coming up with these
all right,
things.
There you go.
JT got that. Nice. All right.
All right. You pick your favorite one there, Art. Your most ridiculous
song. Yeah, there's
song.
A bunch, so. You think
I can have some more? Yeah, we should totally hit it again, but I get first dibs on it.
To me come out first me nearly dead with laugh. I watch it people rush it do it like a bash a choco from time there.
Yeah, these are fucking phenomenal. So these have been around forever.
Time for the bus ride. Dude, so my ad on the YouTube thing is the smart drone. I kid you not.
G.I. Joe.
The internet knows we're talking on this podcast.
Say, yes, Skynet's become aware.
Yeah.
Nope.
And by the way, yes, Jay, the Snorks are on here. Full the nice. Entire every episode.
Awesome. The budget Smurfs.
Yep.
off-brand Smurfs.
It's Smurfs. The GoBots of Smurfs.
Yeah.
I wonder, is Pac-Man on there?
I used to love the Pac-Man.
Most likely. I'll take a look.
I remember the Pac-Man Christmas special. That was awesome.
I remember Pac-Man cereal, man. That shit was the bomb.
Yeah, it's got Pac-Man and also Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they ever making that one movie or no?
One more movie.
Pac-Man movie?
The Pac-Man movie?
Is it Pac-Man movie?
Live action.
All right, last one. Theme parks.
Nice.
Overrated Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Just overrated. Epcot Center's bullshit. Space Mountain's pretty good, but it's okay. I don't know.
Yeah, but you can drink at Epcot.
Can you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can drink anywhere if you try hard enough.
No. Each country's got its own like booze. That's like a drinking game. It's like called Around the World at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
You got to drink a drink at each country.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. Drinking and rides is the one combo that doesn't really do it for me. I don't know.
The more you know.
Seems like hallucinogenics would be a better way to go.
Yeah.
No, drink and then go on the Epcot Center ride because you stall like halfway through.
Right. Yeah, there fair enough. Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, those presidents.
Drink all that German beer.
Those presidents are talking to me, man. You actually do pull out a gun on the JFK.
That's right. Pull out the pirate gun.
The Nerf
pirate
sniper gun. Sniper rifle. Oh my God, he killed the robot JFK. Robot Jackie O is trying to push all his circuits back into the head.
Rated would be Six Flags.
Yeah.
It's pretty legit. Underrated would be the soon to be reopened Action Park in New Jersey.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd go there. I think it's open. They get open.
Yes.
So, but it's just
it's just Mountain Creek.
It's just Mountain Creek. They threw the logo back on it.
But, oh, really?
Yeah.
I read a thing. It might have been bullshit, but that they were remaking the loop to loop water slide.
I think that's true.
The one that was never in operation more than one day.
I mean, I saw multiple things that they were like remaking it.
I think it was Vice did a whole expose on that where they interviewed everybody who used to work there.
Yeah, it was like a 20-minute documentary.
Yeah, it was called Theme Park of Horrors or something like that. And just detailing how many people fell off the Alpine slide and busted their ass.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. I hurt myself pretty bad on the cliff jumping.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was literally just, you just jump 80 feet off.
Yeah.
Into the water.
That place was scary as fuck, dude.
Yeah, pretty good.
The water was just like lagoon water. It was just like pitch black and like 30 degrees cold. Yes. Like water moccasins in there.
Living at the bottom. And like they had that Tarzan rope swing thing where the water was like 40 degrees.
Yeah, same water.
Yeah, spring fed like hypothermia.
Yeah, there's actually a video of like the people doing that loop-to-loop coaster.
Online. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No good.
Yeah, it was something about like they sent a dummy down it to like test
broke
it
into pieces.
And it caught fire.
They said it done. He went back in time.
Why is everything so heavy in the future?
Came out wearing sunglass monocles. Water slide's dangerous when asked to have an escape hatch.
Yeah, well, that's what they said. They said something. I think it was that little documentary. They said that they would have to get somebody out of it. They would have like people that worked on it like once a day at least.
Yeah, I'm sure. She just didn't make it around the loop. No. This was like an enclosed tube, but you know, like a roller coaster loop to loop, where a centrifugal force would just carry your body around a loop inside of a tube with water, and then people would just get stuck up top, and there was an escape hatch on top for them to get you out
In that documentary that it was when people were hired to work there during the downtime, they would make them ride it to see if it was still working.
You have to be like just the right weight.
Yeah.
But yeah, Alpine slide was.
You just get your knees and elbows just ripped, skinned.
It's just concrete and gravity.
And it was like the length of an entire mountain. And the riders had complete control of if they wanted to go or just sit there and like, cause a 15-person pileup or whatever you wanted
to
do.
It's like you're escaping the Overlook Hotel.
Are we done with everything? Is the last thing?
I'm done. All right.
Close it out strong, Art.
All right.
You have four more, so if one of them bombs, we'll just go with another one.
Cool. All right.
Don't I think it's
out of the four, yeah. Parties. Overrated, barbecues. Rated, get-togethers. Underrated, gatherings.
You had barbecues me excited for a shit. Minute.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be like barbecues, birthday parties, and then like costume-themed murder night. Like whodunit board game party.
They all can't be winners, folks.
All right, give me another one.
All right, hats. This is kind of bad anyways. Overrated snapback hats. I don't know. Rated fitted hats. Underrated flex fit hats.
Yeah, flex fit hats are the shit.
Last two, ginger ales. Overrated Schweppes. Rated Seagram's. Underrated Verner's.
Verner's?
What is that? Money.
What German fucking Verner's?
It's Michigan based, motherfucker.
Verner's. Das Pasta Ginger.
Is it Werner Herzog's ginger ale? Completely nonsensical and wants to fight everybody.
That's funny.
Werner's ginger ale.
Yeah, this is my lover. His name is Werner. And he loves chocolates.
The fascist soda.
Where is the money, Lebowski? This is Werner speaking.
Nihilist soda.
It doesn't taste like anything.
It's just nothing. It's nothing.
But JT, you had Werner's?
I have, yeah. I've had it once before, yeah. It's very good.
Is it wonderful?
Yeah. It just does fall.
Arash, well done. I think we've brought it nicely to a close. JT, throw out your plugs again. The Road Podcast is on iTunes.
Yeah, The Road Podcast is on iTunes. I've got The Sword on there this week, and Against Me and the Black Angels next week.
Nice.
You drinking Seagram's? Shit.
Yeah.
JTComedy.com has all of the upcoming tour dates. I'm going to be out on the East Coast. I might see you guys if you're around.
Do it. Nice. When are you coming? Yeah.
In August, I'm doing Jersey and Philly and Connecticut and Boston and stuff.
Where are you doing in Jersey?
Connecticut.
Where are you in Jersey?
In Jersey, I am in lovely Trenton at the Mill Hill Basement, which is a really cool venue, actually. And Philly, Jay, I'm gigging with some of the Mercury Radio Theater guys, if you remember them.
Oh, yeah, totally. Nice.
And I'm doing Binghamton.
Oh, yeah. Return to SUNY Binghamton.
The Museum of Art in Binghamton.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Great place. Snobby.
I don't know what the fuck that means, but that's where the promoter booked me, so.
Right on.
Yeah, weird. But yeah, jtcomedy.com is all my dates, and July 11th, if you guys are in Dallas, I'll be recording my new special for Stand Up Records. Nice. Hooray. And I got to give a shout out to the Doug Stanhope Celebrity Death Pool that sponsors all my dates.
Nice.
So go support Doug and Joby, who run that.
Will do. Nice, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, dudes.
Thank you, man. Good times as always. And yeah, I think that's it. I was drinking today, for the record, a Blue Point Hoptical Illusion. How about you guys?
I drank my last toasted lager before we even signed up.
Oh, you too? I'm drinking a toasted lager.
Yeah, nice. I have been drinking water and plenty of fluids because I'm getting over food poisoning.
Nice.
The hizzer. Fun.
Yeah. Brutal.
Food poisoning. Always underrated.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's nostalgic.
Underrated of the poisonings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Overrated vomiting. Underrated diarrhea. Yeah,
rated food. Thanks, dudes.
All right. Yeah, thank you. We'll talk to you next week on Masters of None. See
you. Cheers.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures. So much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want it. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Once they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.